Hello, everyone. Welcome to a very special episode of the Ruby Discourse. Special because it's quick. We're quick tonight.
We're on the clock.
We're on the clock. With me is my good friend and constant companion, Ramp. Mm-hmm.
That's me, everyone. That's me, Ramp.
And I'm Turtle. So I wanted to talk about, I'm trying to spray this on Ramp. I want to talk about respect. I have a story.
Okay.
You ready for this?
Yeah. I've been working up to this. I'm ready.
Okay. So, respect. I've been thinking about this. I've sort of been posting like a couple of games that let me think about it and stuff. Ohako, R-A-T-O, you pronounce the H. So the rat.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. So I taught him the way that I was taught in Capoeira. A few years ago, we were on DSA business in like a different part of the South.
Mm-hmm.
There was a Louisville Slugger in the house we were staying in. The baseball bat. Right.
Okay. Made of wood.
They're very heavy.
They are.
They're immensely heavy. This thing will cave your skull in.
Yeah.
Right. So Rand gets excited by the idea of violence.
I played baseball as a youth.
There you go. You know all about it. Anyways, so we had some downtime, and I was like, "Hey, Hato," I picked up the baseball bat, and I was like, "Duck, duck," you know. You swing the bat at him, right?
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know, traditionally you do it with the wooden musical instrument, the berimbau.
It's not the traditional straight razor.
Well, yeah, fair enough. Yes, you know, but yeah, that's what I was taught. Someone shot down, and like, you know, and you duck while someone like swings a big hunk of wood at you.
Did he duck in time?
Oh yeah, no, and I'm not a sociopath. Like I wasn't really gonna cave his skull. You know.
But, well, I mean, he dodged, so he wouldn't know.
Fair enough. Yeah, but you know, what's it called? You know, but you know, the and. This is like an important foundational thing, you know. You know, you, what's it called?
Did you respect his ability to dodge it?
Well, I hear you. Well, so he has to learn how to respect the kick.
Right? Okay.
You have to learn viscerally how to whatever. I know that the boys on the scored.
The Ruby Discord.
Yeah, the scored. They laugh. They're like, oh yeah, the kick that's like you show your ass or whatever, you know. But that kick comes around like, you know, the thing it's analogous to the Haba Jahaya, which is the tail of the stingray.
Okay.
Yeah, that kick comes around like a baseball bat. Right.
All right.
Like if it hits you in the head, you have about the same amount of chance of dying as like if someone hits you in the head with a baseball bat. Like it kills people.
I will not get hit by that kick. That'll be my plan going forward.
Yeah, no, that thing sucks. And so like everyone's like, oh, you know, he shows his ass, like, you know, and like everyone ducks away, you know. But the whatever is like, you know, well, if he's been properly trained, he knows to respect the ass.
Yeah.
As one must. And so respect. So I want to talk about respect. It's sort of a weird issue in Dominion.
Right. All right. I'll bite. How do you see it in Dominions being relevant?
Well, you know, so like basically a major thing you have to learn in Dominions is how dangerous something is or is not.
Or someone.
I mean that too, you know, but I'm thinking like specifically like an army or a spell or something.
Hill wizards.
Oh yeah, Hill Wizards, absolutely. But Hill Wizards, I'm not really thinking about because they're not. They're a surprise.
Yeah, they're bonus fun.
Yeah, you know, what I'm thinking is like, you know, here comes an army over the hill, you know, and how do you
when you see like some dude drop, I don't know, like a 200 like Kalian army, a bunch of flying dudes swooping in, but then you're like, there's no wizards in there. It's just a guy.
It's dudes. Yeah.
I can just kill him with an arrow.
Yeah. You know, I have stories about this or whatever, you know. One time I was playing, this was Theridos game, early in Theridos game, before you, before you and I made contact. I was playing against Josh.
Yeah, he was doing his underwater wolf thing.
Yes, so Josh had taken, he was playing Niflheim, you know, and he'd taken regen water breathing, made a beeline for the ocean.
Textbook cyberbullying.
Oh, he lusted for turtle death. I notice when someone lusts for turtle death. It's an important skill. So he comes under with this big fat stack of like water giants, and I was fucking terrified.
I'd be scared too. If someone has gone to that much trouble to specifically counter me, I'd just be like, oh fuck.
I was there, I was doing things I don't normally do. I was like trying to.
I would respect their commitment to the bit, though.
Oh, there you go. You're weaving the theme in with you're a wordsmith.
Oh yeah, just telling stories right here. So tell us more about the ghosts versus the giants.
So he comes underwater and he's going for a throne. His plan was to like dom push me.
Okay.
And I don't think either of us knew at the time, but that throne was like the throne of the Pantocrator.
Oh my Christ!
Yeah, exactly. Like eight temple checks a turn or something. You know,
something ridiculous.
So he was going for it. You know, to like try to dom push me, so he could like eventually just kill me.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, it was a great idea. I was justifiably concerned. So like you know, and I'm like fucking. Here I've got some mages, had some sort of battle plan, had a bunch of like blessed sacreds with a Jay Brereton suggested. He wept chill aura bless that was pretty good. Right?
Twice. Thunder weapons is very good.
Anyway, so the thing ends up happening is like, you know, I'm like, well, the one thing I don't want to happen is to like fucking engage those giants unsupported without sacreds or mages.
Okay.
So I zig one, so anyways. The long story short, I zig when I should have zag, and like the worst case scenario for me comes to pass, right? Like his whole stack of like 20 or 30 like lethal giants, regenning, you know, fully blessed, end up going up against like unescorted, like just like 100 hoplites.
It's a lot, but Theodora's ghosts kind of suck in some respects.
Yes, well,
you know they're dead.
Well, I mean, you remember later that same game. I sent like a bunch of ghosts like fuck with you, and you had like a couple of fear guys. They ran away.
The flavor of Theodoros, where soldiers just don't know they're ghosts, and they'll just be like, "Oh my god, we're dying! Run away, guys!" It's so dang charming.
Yeah, it is. It is really cute, you know. And I just like
to imagine like the Malias or whatever leading them. Like, no, you're fine. You're actually dead, and it makes them freak out even more.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I don't want to fight if I realize I'm dead. I've got stuff to think about.
Oh my god, it's even worse.
Yeah, it's true. It's even worse. But anyways, so this is a story of a surprise ending. You know, basically what ends up happening is my spectral hoplites just totally dumpster his stack of secrets.
It's dark underwater. They probably can't hit you very well. They probably have like amphibian things, attack density.
Yeah.
Probably most important, no magic weapons on the Niflheim giants, right?
Yes, exactly. So what ends up happening is like Niflheim giants fight my hoplites for like 50 rounds or whatever, and they get shredded constantly, but they're regenning because they're giants. Yeah. You know, so they're fine, right? But like eventually after like 50 rounds of this, they like pour out. They rout because
yep.
And when they rout, they die. Yeah,
it's water breathing. Drowning.
And they didn't even make it off. They didn't even make it out.
Oh shit!
Their stats took a huge penalty, and they just got swarmed.
Even if they did run away, because they would have lost their water breathing bless. I think. No, how does that work? You know what? Never mind. Go on.
I might be wrong.
It doesn't
super matter. The point is, you know, here I was like terrified of the stack.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, because I'm like, oh, this is gonna fucking kill me. You know, and I've been like playing like all game like hyper cautiously around this thing, and it was and like it turned out like I didn't even need to worry about it at all.
Yeah, a lot of this stuff you just only, I guess you just kind of learn just like that. Sure. You can theory craft it, I guess, sometimes.
Theory crafting is so bad.
It only goes so far.
It's bad for you because, like, you know, you presume you know what's good and not good, you know, and
it's like, well, I looked at the mod inspector and
You know, I mean, in that same game, you know, your guys were supposed to route. Like, I did all this Wailing Wind shit one time. Like, you know, you were supposed to, and your guys just never routed. Like I got unlucky with the rolls and I lost the game.
Yeah. It's an incredible fight.
But, like, you know, so respect, like, this idea of, like, you know, what is dangerous, what isn't dangerous, how do you approach something dangerous?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
I think so. I
don't want to talk about it.
I respect certain spells, I suppose, in that regard. Like, there are some things you absolutely have to, you know, play around and not just, you can't, like, you need to have, like, a counterplay on the board if your other guy has, like, Howl or Foul Vapors or most any battlefield clearing spell.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's true.
But, I mean, no one's really scared when they see, like, the Water 1, Earth 1 mages roll in. I'm so sorry, Yes.
Whatever, that's like the clay cross path, and it's just the worst cross path in the game.
Just mud everywhere. Terrible. There aren't even mud spells.
There is some in Clay Man.
True.
There is some in Cave Crab.
Cave crabs are really cute.
They're cuties.
They have one of the best descriptions that they are.
They do. It's a good description.
Like, that they're the size of a horse instead of much smaller than a horse.
Hilarious.
It's good. It's very, very dry way.
I know. I'm just being a jerk.
But I digress. What was I saying? Something about respecting spells. And, one of the things...
go on.
Like, people... I think one thing that experienced players respect is attack density.
Hmm.
Because if you're new, the instinct is like, wow, cool giants.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, he's big, he must be very good. But, you know, then if someone knows what they're doing, like, Shinoyama will mass like a 100 size 1 Yari Bakumonos and just stab you to death.
And those Yari Bakumonos, I was playtesting them. They're
I
no
like
joke.
Them a lot.
They're no joke, actually. Yeah, I was surprised. I think
the last time I played Shinoyama, I went with like some sort of like high concept. It's not even high concept. I did the thing where you just get like a million of their their Dai Bakumono, whatever. Their samurai bowmen, just stick away in the back, just shoot and shoot and shoot. And have like all their wizards just cast skeletons just to see how it works. I dumpstered man, then died to everyone else invading. If anyone was wondering,
yeah, that sounds about right.
I beat one guy though.
Well, the other reason I'm thinking about this, you know, is so ideally, you know, and this goes back to the baseball bat thing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know. It's not healthy to, like, totally flip out when someone's, like, trying to kick you or hit you with a baseball bat. When you're in a capoeira, you know, and someone's trying to kick you, you shouldn't flip out and, like, run away from every kick.
Okay.
Right? You know?
Yes.
You know, but if you don't respect a kick enough, you know, you're going to get hurt.
Yes.
Right? So the thing
That's
you need
true.
To... Delicate balance is like learning how to respect something the exact right amount.
That's what I would do. That yes. is the plan that I would use. I would respect the threat a proper amount and calibrate my response perfectly, of course.
Oh yeah, you know, like every so time. We've been talking about vengeful water, you know, and
yes.
And someone in Discord builds character that was talking about how, like, I don't really get vengeful water. You know, like, it's annoying.
You don't get it.
You know, it's annoying. Like, you know, I don't consider it to be, like, you know, like, that's whatever. You know, he's like, everyone seems to think it's, like, really, really intense.
You know? I mean, it is and it isn't, because it's one of those things where I could totally see someone getting through a game and having a relatively benign experience with it. If all the places where they got jumped were like not water adjacent,
Yeah, he's also like, you know, like, as Nabah, I'm totally fine. And it's like, well, yes, of course, because, oh, your commanders are super combatants.
Yeah, that's true.
But, you know.
But, like, you can just set, like, a bunch of guards. But yeah, you know, that sort of flippancy might just set you up to getting, like, absolutely bodied when you go to siege someone's fort next to a lake.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, what's it called? Like, Afro Squirrel and Roni, you know, I remember was routinely losing, like, Arch devils and ice devils, like kitted ones, you know, to like random vengeful water attacks.
If you roll the big elemental, it's just a bad scene.
Yeah, you know, and it's, you know, this is a question, I think, you know, of like, how much do you respect like vengeful water? Right, you know, and Bill's character's point was like, I think right now everyone is. No, this is more, actually, it's more dangerous than it is.
Okay.
It's fair.
I mean, yeah, it is a thing you can play around. It's mostly a hassle.
Oh, yeah. That's the main thing about vengeful water is not like a knockout blow. It's a huge pain in the ass.
It makes invading you properly a whole bunch more mental work.
Wrath of God, I like too for that reason.
I just cast a spell.
Yeah, I was going to ask.
In a game, can't unsee it, where I'm playing Pythium, and I just dropped Vengeful Water, Wrath of God and Foul Air at the same time.
Hell yeah.
It's
you never see that combo, but
it just kind of happened. I have a Death God, and it's like, I cobbles air, I just power them in air, and you know, your Archtheorns or whatever can simply just cast the Wrath of God with like a booster or two.
That's dope.
And it's just, bam, we're doing it. And everyone's like, what the fuck? They're apparently coalitioning to try and dispel it. They're giving all the bunch of pearls to the game leader, Ind. I think he's played by Arkeo right now. I hope he spends all the pearls on something, on some sort of other boondoggle, or just steals Wrath of God, because that'd also be funny.
Yeah. I
really hope he spends a bunch of pearls, but doesn't spend enough, and I get to keep it.
Yeah, I just fucking had that happen with Vengeful.
That's how you the tale.
I lost. I don't want to talk about it.
still processing it.
It's fine. I fucking like probably got 350 water gems.
What would you say you didn't respect in real bad dumb?
Oh man, well the thing was, Josh and I cast at the same turn, but like there was no way we were racing and we got that at the same time, and it's just resolved before me, and I just got unlucky. It's like,
you should compare notes with him, find out how many he spent on it.
I guess you could probably extrapolate from Relay. And I know it was like less than 450. That was what Relay did.
Close then.
But anyways, it doesn't matter. I've seen that meme. All right, keep your secret.
Yes. The Frodo.
I'm Frodo.
I've been the subject of this by you on more than one occasion.
Oh yeah?
You've done it to me a few times. Probably when you were in the same game though against each other.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like. Yeah, you know, I don't know.
Who knows?
It's hard to know.
Who are you gonna believe?
Now that people are casting globals a lot, all of a sudden, like, the meta of how much you overcast is starting to matter.
I haven't seen that in a little while. I feel like Real Bad Dumb was like the first time in a while that was kind of a Dom 4 experience of actually caring that. It's exciting.
Oh, shit. I don't know. I don't like it. Like trying and failing to steal or dispel a global is one of the few ways.
The global list slowly congealing into a bunch of unremovable, terrible things is a hallmark of the Dom 4 experience. Johnny never ends.
I will say that, like, you know, like trying and failing to overcast a global or something is one of the few ways you can like really fuck up your game.
Yeah, I don't like to try unless I like have a really good feeling about it, or I'm like going hog wild.
Yeah, like, you know, like think from someone who like, you know, had spent like just ages like
wheeling and dealing.
Yeah, I was doing I was posting the Donald Trump Art of the Deal GIF, you know, in chat with you, because I was like, you know, I was like, you know, buying 100
water gem tycoon.
Yeah, and like, you know, I was like, I'm fucking doing it, And then, like, you know, if I just, I just ate shit, you know, and
it's just you're on Wall Street in the day of the crash.
Yeah, if I'd fucking turned like 350 water gems into fucking Yetis or something, like, you know, like I would be in way better shape.
Gelatinous cubes, Yetis, my friend.
What?
Gelatinous cubes.
Yeah, even like figurative gems are like fucking gelatinous cubes or something. Like,
you know, I have made like 11 gelatinous cubes because I was making anti-acidel tech in Canton Sea.
Yeah, it's a game of fucking chicken, you know, and like, and so you know, so I learned my lesson. And those gigantic games, like that global stuff, you got to be careful.
Yeah.
Of course,
global, the blood guys, not even once.
Blood guys haven't even really arrived yet in that game, but I'm out of it now, so I don't know.
Yeah, it's Godspeed. Everyone else is in there. Good luck, guys.
Excelsior.
Yes. Right?
All right. Cool. Well, that's about all the time I have.
All right. We'll see if we can arrange again. Is this a very special episode because you're going to start fixing our numbering scheme?
No, I'm not. I'm going to go to the grocery store. Okay, bye, guys.
Bye.